Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United Nations UNESCO division has issued a resolution or a statement saying that Israel and the Jewish people have absolutely no ties to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, if I were president of the United States and the United Nations said that, I would immediately say, you have just received your last check. In fact, it wouldn't really take the United Nations to say that. If I were president of the United States, I would say, the United Nations, you have just received your last check from the United States. This is absolutely unbelievable. They say that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem has no connection to the Jewish people and Israel. They deny the fact that the first temple was built by King Solomon nearly 3,000 years ago. They deny the fact that there's any Jewish connection. In fact, at the Ark of, I think it is Herod, there is a, this was an ark that is made out of stone, and it has the Romans, that's the picture of the Romans, conquering the second temple, destroying it, and they're taking, guess what, the menorah, the Jewish menorah, with them. That is etched in the stone. Now, who's using the Jewish menorah? It's not the other people that surround them. It's the Jews. It's part of who they are. It's thousands of years of history. And they just simply deny that that history exists. It's actually the Ark of Titus is what it is. But that's what it is, Matt. And it shows that history right there for everyone to see.
Yeah, thousands of years before, you know, Muhammad even walked the earth, before Islam was a thing, you know, the Temple Mount was there, and Israel, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Well, UNESCO and the United Nations here has just betrayed its anti-Semitism, and the fact that we don't hear a condemnation from Obama on this, and there's a lot of speculation that he may be wholeheartedly supporting this move. The fact that you don't hear that kind of condemnation shows where his priorities lie. We already know where his sympathies lie. They lie with the Islamic people, the Palestinian Authority, the very people who are responsible for blowing up buses with Israeli women and children. And you know, it's just unbelievable to see this kind of anti-Semitism on display here from the United Nations.
Well, you know, speaking of Obama, I mean, the United States is not currently paying dues to UNESCO because they made Pakistan a member state of the organization. But it's Obama that is trying to fight that, saying that we're not fulfilling our international duties. And I mean, what a great insult this is. UNESCO, which was the UN's organization created to preserve humanity's culture, is now given the greatest insult to Jerusalem and Israel, and not any longer acknowledging the Israeli and Christian roots.
Yeah,
there.
It's the World Heritage Committee of UNESCO, the UN's educational, yeah, scientific, and cultural organization, that by a 10-2 vote with 8 abstentions came up with this document. And in the document, they say that they adopt the radical Palestinian Yasser Arafat's mantra that the Jews have no connection to Jerusalem. You know, Yasser Arafat said that Jesus was a Palestinian. Hello, he was a Jew.
Exactly.
He was a Jew.
Yeah, this is historical revisionism of biblical proportions here. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for good reason, has slammed this adoption of this resolution. He says, the theater of the absurd continues with UNESCO. And today, the organization has made its most bizarre decision by saying the people of Israel have no connection to the Temple Mount and the Western Wall. Obviously, they have never read the Bible, he continues. But I would advise UNESCO members to visit the Ark of Titus in Rome, where they can see what the Romans brought to Rome after they destroyed and looted the Temple Mount 2,000 years ago. One can see engraved on the arch the seven-branched menorah, which is the symbol of the Jewish people, as well as the symbol of the Jewish state. Surely UNESCO will say that Emperor Titus was a part of Zionist propaganda, he noted, yeah. Riley. So, you know, that points out what you were just saying, Matt, that they are willfully deceiving themselves. They don't even believe it. They know this is pure propaganda. It's pure wishful thinking, and it's pure anti-Semitism.
Right. You had a leader of the Hamas organization saying, yeah, this is a great right step in the right direction. And I'm like, what does that say? No.
You know, Abbas, who's also named Abu Mazen, he is the leader, I put that in quotes, of the Palestinian Authority. You have the Hamas-controlled government in Gaza. He used to be in Gaza. He used to be the leader of that and also the Palestinian Arab people in the Ramallah era. He got kicked out of Gaza. Anyway, this guy, the Palestinian so-called leader, he doesn't believe that the Holocaust exists. When he did his dissertation, he's a Holocaust denier, does not believe that the Holocaust exists. So they deny the obvious history that there was a Holocaust. They deny now the obvious history that the Jews have connection to Israel, and particularly to Jerusalem. Every time that there's an archaeological find, you find, in fact, that the Jews have been there. The city of David, right there where Jerusalem began. There have now been archaeological discoveries going back to the time of Jeremiah. The people that were responsible for throwing Jeremiah in the pit when he prophesied that Babylon is going to come up against you to punish you for your sins. If you surrender, you'll live to see another day, but if you resist, you'll be destroyed. People didn't like that, obviously, and they threw him in the pit. Well, those people, their signet rings have now been found in the city of David. Mm. This goes back to long before Christ. I mean, the Jews have been in Jerusalem for thousands of years. This is a place that is the holy site. In fact, if you go to the Quran, Jerusalem's not mentioned there. And this is not something that was on the radar list of the Islamics. Jerusalem was not a holy site. It later on became one after a period of time. It's Mecca and Medina. Those were the two holy sites. Now they added Jerusalem and they put the Dome of the Rock there. But that was not something that was in the original purview of Muhammad.
I mean, the Temple Mount was where Abraham went up to sacrifice Isaac. It's where they built the first temple. And then after that was destroyed, they came back and built the second temple. So there's deep, deep Israeli Jewish roots there. And to deny that and say you can no longer call it the Temple Mount, you must call it by the Muslim name is
well,
a
you know,
insult.
In the city of David, where in the scriptures, it talks about David coming in to capture the Jebusite city and his mm-hmm. soldiers went in through the tunnel. You and I walked through that tunnel.
Exactly.
That's still there.
Yes.
It's the one that David's men walked through when they captured the Jebusite city, and that's where they established the city of David.
Well, as Netanyahu, he goes on to say here, to say that Israel has no connection to the Temple Mount and Western Wall is like saying China has no connection to the Great Wall of China or Egypt has no connection to the pyramids. With this absurd decision, UNESCO has lost what little legitimacy it once had. However, I believe that the historical truth will prevail.
Yeah, and you have some of our U.S. legislators that are outraged by this, saying what a great insult this is to Israel.
Well, it not only an insult to Israel, but it also energizes the people who hate Israel.
Right.
It helps to legitimize their agenda to literally wipe Israel off the map. That's what Abbas wants. Abbas, that's what the Hamas-controlled government in Gaza wants. That's what their constitution says. They don't recognize the right of Israel to even exist. That's what many of the leaders or the governments surrounding Israel want. They want to literally wipe them off the map. I would encourage you to join Liberty Council as we stand for Israel and the Jewish people. You can participate in and be a part of Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDI, Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org, or LC.org, and you can get there. And you can receive the newsletters from our Christians in Defense of Israel ministry. You can also be a part of supporting Christians going to Israel, young college-age students through our Covenant Journey program. We encourage you to be a part of Covenant Journey, to be a supporter. And if you know of or are a Christian college-age student who literally can be involved in a life transformative experience, I mean, there's nothing like it, I would encourage you to visit covenantjourney.org. Pray about how you can invest your future into the lives of these individuals and stand for Israel. Go to lc.org for more information on all of these ministries.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.